It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Greg Dart. He is with Utah State University Eastern. We're going to talk about some of the great offerings that they have, some of their summer classes, and also it's time to start registering for fall, and fall will be right around the corner, believe it or not. I mean, once we get through all this, fall is still coming. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's start off with they always have had a great vocational program up there. And that's, it's great because it gets kids ready to go right into the workforce. And it always came with a certificate. You can still get the certificate, but you can also carry on a little bit further if you choose to. Let's talk about that and let the people know about that one.
Yeah, so some changes that have happened with our career and technical education, these are all really student-focused changes. But the idea is we want to get students in these hands-on programs the training that they need, and then to those high-paying jobs as quickly as possible. And so what we've done is we've taken a look at these certificate programs. Some of them might be, a few months. Some of them might be a year. And said, can we make these as efficient as possible and still get the students what they need? And so we've revamped all 23 of those programs. So students starting this fall, first, don't even have to start in fall. Many of these are now open entry, open exit programs, and so students can start at different times. They can get through them. They're competency-based, so they can get through them quickly and be able to enter the workforce. And at a lower cost than they've ever had before, there's been legislative appropriations that have allowed us to offer these programs at the same cost of technical colleges across the state. And so students will be able to do them at a low cost, be able to do them quickly, and then they're all stackable credentials, meaning that a student can start in with a certificate, maybe get that training, get a job, and then say they want a little more training, they want a degree. They can do that associate's degree, and that can stack into a bachelor's degree. So these are all stackable credentials as well.
So it can start out as a technical training and a certificate, but it can work its way into an associate's or even a bachelor's degree.
Absolutely. And the idea is that, we want these students to be able to get to the workforce as quickly as possible, but we also want them to be able to, move up in that workforce. And sometimes that's going to require a little bit more training. And so these are all developed stackable.
And I talk about it quite often is what a great resource USU Eastern is here in our community, especially for kids that are just, getting out of high school and going to start right into college and get a little bit of that under your belt and move on from there. So let's talk about summer classes that you said a lot of them are going to be online, or almost all of them are going to be online.
Yeah, so this is both in one of those challenges and opportunities where we usually have a pretty full slate of face-to-face classes during the summer. All of our 14-week and then our first 7-week session of classes will be completely online. That gives students the ability to start a whole number of classes from an online environment that usually have not been offered that way. And because we're part of Utah State, it offers a whole bunch more classes to our students than have been offered in the past. And so students who maybe they're attending somewhere else and need to pick up some classes for the summer, maybe they are wanting to get a jump start on going to school, maybe they are just between semesters and because of all the restrictions and so little going on, they just need something to do to keep them busy. We have a full slate of online classes, and summer this year qualifies for federal financial aid this year and every year going forward. And so students who qualify for financial aid can get aid that way, and there's scholarships available as well.
And so summer is a good time, like you said, to catch up or maybe even get a little bit ahead if you're into that situation and trying to get ahead as far as your schooling is concerned.
Yeah, and I think if the last month has taught us anything, it's that the students are adaptable, and many of them might have found that, hey, I can do this online schooling thing, and hey, now's a great time to jump into those things, get ahead, and make sure that you're ready for a fall semester, which as of right now, we are planning that to be a face-to-face semester, and we want the students back on campus.
Okay, we are speaking with Greg Dart, Associate Vice President at USU Eastern, and let's start talking about fall semester. You are registering for fall right now, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, we are registering students right now for classes for fall, and our expectation is that those classes will be traditional face-to-face classes.
And so they can go, and you've also were mentioning something about you've opened up even a few extra scholarships for fall.
Yeah, not only have we opened up extra scholarships, but then we've also given students the ability to apply for those scholarships later. And so while most scholarship deadlines have been passed, we have extended our scholarship deadline to June 1st, and we have opened up additional scholarship opportunities for students, everything from based on their academics, based on what they want to study, based on their financial need or hardship, things specifically, you know, because of this virus has created some new challenges for some students. There are significant number of scholarships available, and what I tell people is that the best way to find out about registering for classes, find out about these scholarships, find out about what it takes to start here in the fall is just to start at our website, usueastern.edu, and from there you can find all the information that you need. And if you call the numbers from that website, there's still people answering the phones. They might not be sitting in an office here on campus, but those phones are still being answered, and we're still helping a significant number of students every day.
Okay, so with the exception of the fact that it seems like everything is online and will be online for, you know, at least until the fall, it is business as usual at USU Eastern.
Absolutely, yeah. As usual as can be, we are still registering students. We're still advising students. We are still helping students through all the processes that they are usually going through at this point. It's just happening via web conference or online, and we're happy to help students at any time. For those students who, you know, would rather talk to somebody on the phone, call 613-5000, and we can help you that way, or go to usueastern.edu.
All right, Greg, thank you so much for taking out the time today. We really appreciate it. I'm going to let you get back to doing your work there from home.
All right. Thank you so much. And hopefully everybody is staying safe and will come see us on campus when it opens up again soon.
All right, Greg. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
That's Greg Dart, the Associate Vice President for Utah State University Eastern here in Price. Now, for more information on interviews like this, make sure you check out our website, castlecountryradio.com.